You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC2 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to subscribe to the show if they have not already done so. If you're watching on YouTube, there's a link up above me that'll allow you to subscribe. As well as if you want to download the show to listen to on an iPod or whatever your favorite phone or mobile device of choice is, you can visit us online over at quicksurf.com. And in the show notes for every episode, I have links to subscribe to a video of the show that's iPod compatible, an MP3, and an Ogg Vorbis version of the show. So by all means, do feel free to head on over and check that out. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. It is December 31st, so it's the last day of the year. And there's not a lot of stories, and I've had some libations, so I'm a little looser than usual. Starting off over at article.gmain.org, this is from Linus Torvalds. The subject of his posting is Linux 3.8-RC1. This is pretty nice. The longest night of the year is upon us, and what better thing to do than get yourself some nice mulled wine, sit back, relax, and play with the most recent RC kernel. This has been a big merge window. We've got more commits than any other kernel in the 3.x kernel series, although 3.2 RC1 was almost as big. It's been a rather busy merge window, in other words. The diff stat looks normal. About 63% of the patch being to drivers, staging, networking, SCSI, GPU sound, etc. 18% architecture updates with the various ARM platform things being the bulk of it, as usual. And the rest being various, like core networking file systems, which the new F2FS file system, and in include files, etc. So, pretty nice. 3.8 release candidate 1 is available. This was a week and a few days ago. So check it out if you have not already done so. From PC World in their Linux line, which is their Linux and open source news and advice blog, Catherine Noyes has a nice article here, 5 Linux predictions for 2013. I thought it was kind of nice. We're going into 2013, so pretty neat. The first thing is the tiny trend. So Raspberry Pi, obviously, will be, pretty big. I've, like I said in the last episode, I've actually, or not maybe the episode before, but I've actually got a project coming up involving the Raspberry Pi that I'll be ready to talk about later. Number 2, increasing ubiquity. 3, fully competitive at last. I'm not sure I agree with that completely, but okay. Number 4, Linux preloaded. This has kind of been Linux's bane. It's been preloaded on and off by a couple of different manufacturers over the years. It'll be nice if we can start to get just, something that's continuously updated, and no matter what, you can at least get some version of the hardware with, some version of Linux preloaded. It'll be pretty nice. And number 5 is back to basics. This I thought was interesting, and for a lot of reasons. And I'm going to expound on this one. Last but not least, one big trend from the past year or so, and I'm quoting the article here, that hasn't fared too well is the imposition of the mobile paradigm onto the desktop. We're talking about Windows 8 with their Metro UI, Ubuntu's Unity, and GNOME 3. A lot of users don't like it. I'm among those users. The desktop is the desktop. The mobile is the mobile. I have a mobile phone, and I don't want this user interface on my desktop and vice versa. It just, I'm sorry, it doesn't work well, even like on an iPad type form factor or an Android tablet type form factor. That's still way more mobile than a desktop or even a laptop. A laptop is really nothing more than in this day and age, a laptop is nothing more than a desktop that you can take with you. You know, as opposed to, let's say, for example, if you're in Apple land, a lot of you download the show on using iTunes. You know, if you have an iPad, that's, you know, something that is more mobile than a laptop. And it makes sense to have the iPhone UI on the iPad. It does not make sense to have a desktop UI on the iPad. It just doesn't. Anyway. Send me an email, linux@quickstrf.com, if you agree with me or don't agree with me. I agree with this. You know, there needs to be a huge back to basics for the desktop. You know, it's like, look, you know, what paradigm do we need to have? What user interface do we need to have to make the desktop simple, fast, efficient? I use, you know, with the advent of the mobile operating system, there's a lot less I do on the desktop, but the things that I do on the desktop, I need that to work really, really well. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of it, but shoot me an email if you agree or disagree, let me know. From extremetech.com, they've been around for a long time. There's an article here, Linux slowly comes to Windows 8 PCs with UEFI Secure Boot. Say what? So this has been one of those long-running problems with Linux, if you will, and Windows 8 and Secure Boot is getting it working with Microsoft's implementation of what they call Secure Boot. And so this is a nice little rundown. Do feel free to check it out if you're looking to run or try to run Linux on a newer computer that has Secure Boot. This is something you have to pay attention to, or you just plain won't be able to do it. So definitely check it out. This is important. So by all means, the last story that I have for this episode, it was kind of a fun one. It's from techradar.com, how to build a router based on Linux. This is a little for those that are a little more advanced, you know, looking to build a router. And, you know, I don't fall in this category. I mean, I do have a home server that's not Windows, we'll put it that way. I actually run FreeBSD on it, and I do run quite a bit of stuff on there, proxy server, you know, web server, all kind, you know, files, you know, all kind of file serving and that sort of thing. But a router, I don't run. I actually have a dedicated router. But for those of you who maybe have an old computer that you want to, get going with it or whatever, then this is definitely something to check out. How to build a router based on Linux. It's a nice tutorial, by all means. That will do it for this episode of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. You can find those online. Linux@quicksurf.com is my email address. And you can visit us online over at quicksurf.com. And all the show notes are there on the website. And with that, I will see all of you next week, probably from, not Consumer Electronics Show, but probably from the Blog World and New Media Expo. And because I'm flying back late Monday. I had to change my schedule. So I'll be recording this maybe from the hotel room because I'm getting back home here late Monday. So I'll probably record Linux News Log Sunday night from the hotel room, and then release it late Monday or something. I don't know. Well, I'll figure it out. Anyway, I've been dealing with some schedule changes. Anyway, with that, I'll see all of you next week, and stay safe in 2013.